Welcome to another installment of the Weird Pastor's Kid podcast. I am your host, Shelton Williams. And this week, we're just going to continue with the episode that we had last week, where me and my brother were just talking about life and the culture. This episode is going to be hilarious. It's going to be funny. We're just going to talk about different things when it comes to privacy concerns, streaming. We're going to be breaking down Jonah Lucas's songs, song Devil's Work. I think you guys will really enjoy it. And we also have a lot of spoilers about Marvel's Endgame, that movie. If you have not seen it, you probably should not listen to this episode, because we're going to dive deep into that film. But yes, man, I think you guys will really enjoy it, and I hope you have yourself a wonderful rest of your week.
Everyone has some kind of digital fingerprint on the internet. It's going to be wild, you know, like certain people are going to get certain commercials based on what they like, you know?
Yeah, everyone's going to have different stuff. And I feel like that's where everything's going, because we don't realize like how much info we are putting out every day.
Every day
we're putting out information. Every day that people are realizing, oh, he doesn't like this type of juice. He likes this other kind. So let's just advertise this to him. Like, you know what I mean? Like it's so crazy to me, the amount of information out there. And then I'm gonna ask you a question, Kaylin, because this is a question I don't think I'll ever get the answer for. But how much is a stream worth?
What do you mean?
This is what I'm trying to figure out. All right. So I want you to break this down for me. So just to get full transparency, I get paid by the stream.
Okay.
So for the amount of people that like listen to the podcast, every time I get a play, I get a percentage of, you know, the amount of clicks I get,
yeah.
I get, you know, some money for it, whatever, right? Or the podcast gets money for it. We're past the podcast. So now what I'm trying to figure out is, with everything, like for example, when you get paid minimum wage, you may be getting paid minimum wage, but you're bringing in revenue a lot more than that. You have to in order for that business to thrive, right?
Yeah.
So what I'm trying to figure out is, how much is a stream worth? Because they're paying me X amount for a stream, but that stream has got to be worth more than that in order for them to thrive, because they're not giving me the full amount of the stream that they're getting, right?
0.1, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you're right. Yeah. I think
so. How much is a stream honestly worth? Because, and this, I feel like streaming is almost like cryptocurrency.
Yeah.
Because it's no one really has a true value on it. It's like whatever the tech company says it's worth is how much it's worth.
Right. And I mean, we see that when it comes to, not to get into streams and I just thought about music, but even when it comes to music, like certain platforms value certain criteria, like you have Apple versus, you know, Apple Music versus Spotify or YouTube.
Yeah.
Certain people do value their customers to an extent of what they think they should be paying for their services, you know? So that's a good question. I mean, I guess you could say everybody has their own, they all have their own kind of like spectrum. So one company might value each employee or each customer, as X amount of dollars. When one person's like, well, we don't have that much traffic coming through, so, you know, you're like, you know, you're A1, you know, we give you our time and attention, you know? So it's wild. I never thought about that.
How much is a stream worth? Like all this data, because the thing is, you know, you listen to enough Spotify, like they'll get all the data of the music that you listen to and say, hey, these are playlists that we think that you would like or you would enjoy. So they have all this information based upon streams.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Like it almost makes me think that streaming is another way for people to market to you too.
Exactly. Oh yeah, definitely. There's no reason Spotify's up late at night making me new music and new playlists for me if they don't know what I like and don't dislike, you know? So they're selling me even a product. So from the artist aspect, I would not have any idea, but some artists value that to put their music on a platform, because listen, I learn about new artists, I swear, every week. I mean, I might not become a fan, but I've never heard of you until Spotify showed up, really.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, that's crazy. And we'll talk off mic, because I mean, I guess you can like there's probably some algorithm. But like for you who put out ads on Facebook, you can tell, like, all right, I'm paying Facebook to gear to this amount people or to this audience. So you would be the person who would know like exactly how much they value us because you are on the other side of things. So that's interesting. Yeah.
It's crazy, man. It's I've just when I'm going to all these, like, I just feel like our privacy is being eaten away by the government and by tech companies. And it like it makes us wonder, like, who would we rather have it? Do we want, like, because I feel like the government and these tech companies are always fighting and arguing with us. So you have like the government, they're mad at Zuckerberg, but they're only really mad at Zuckerberg because they want what he has.
Exactly. And that's why I tell people all the time, this is that fake anger stuff we like to talk about. They're fake angry because at the end of the day, they both don't care about us. Like, number, we're just, we're just a piece of the puzzle. They just want to have tabs on us. The government, I think, is more concerned about our safety, and companies are more concerned about our money. You're still not safe in any aspect of things. But like I know this is me playing the other side of things. Are you really mad that you're gonna get an ad for let's say you were needed soap and you Googled soap and wanted to see like, oh, let me see if does Dollar General sell the soap I want. You Google, are you mad that they get you, they say like they threw an ad at you or they threw a coupon. Sometimes you even get lucky and get a coupon for soap. So like, are you mad because you have your information out there? So it's like technology is crazy advanced. And so there's the good, the bad, and the ugly, of course. But like there's sometimes I'm like, man, I was just thinking about going bowling and boom, Groupon sent me a coupon for bowling, So crazy how much they're literally like are always in the room. And we talk about how I have an Alexa. So every time I say something, I'm scared. But like you can't get mad when it like it's saving people from, committing murders and stuff, or it's saving people from doing a terrorist attack. So I mean, it's tough. You really can't get mad at the information that's out there because we're putting it out there. It's not like, we agree to it to an extent. So it's difficult to be like super angry at certain companies and certain governments and stuff.
Bro, that is the truth, man. So I think that's just something for a lot of us to kind of think about when it comes to these tech companies and the government and all this other stuff, man. It's just something that's been on my heart and my mind, and you can check out that Twitter thread too, man. Definitely check it out. It's really interesting, and JetBlue and McKenzie keeps going back and forth a little bit even more trying to justify this because I think a lot of times we have sold our privacy for convenience. So, I mean, isn't it way more convenient to look into a camera and then get onto a plane instead of showing a boarding pass and showing like it's more convenient, it's quicker for us. And I think a lot of times we're okay with some of our data being sold because I mean, something that I find so weird is like, why does like Verizon have my social security number? Like, why do they need that?
Yeah, I've always thought that was weird for just like background checks. They always say like they're not gonna run your credit up, but like, so why do you need it? So it's
I mean, it's a phone company. Like, why do you need this stuff? Like, I don't know. I always think about stuff like that because I just don't think there's a need for it. So yeah, just certain things I think about. But what I want to do too is talk about not only do I, we're talking about questions, and there's a guy named Jonah Lucas that was asking a lot of questions. Okay. And for the people that are listening, Jordan Lucas is a rapper. He's not a Christian, as far as I know. But he has a song called The Devil's Work. And he asks a lot of questions. And I think there's a lot of times a lot of people, they have questions. They have a lot of questions about a lot of different things. And what I want to do is, I know for a lot of you guys, I just want to let you know, Jordan Lucas says some bad words. Okay, he says some naughty words. So, for a lot of you, you probably wouldn't want to listen or consume. Okay, so there's some people. So what I'm going to do is I am going to regurgitate it to you in a Christian in a I wouldn't even say Christian. Regurgitate to you in a kid-friendly way.
We got the safe search on.
Safe search mode on, right? But let's just talk before I get dive into the song really. How do you like the song in general though?
Okay, so me being Kaylin Williams, I like rap, so I'm just gonna throw it out there. I like it. I don't care for him as an artist. I don't know, like I wouldn't say I'm a fan. I listened to his albums once or twice. he has beef with one of my favorite artists. So, you know how I feel about that.
But, yeah.
Separating art from artists and stuff. Yeah, this song's really good. I love how it ended. It was kind of like Lecrae's I'm Praying for a Friend, and then he like switches it up at the end. So
yes.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're expecting one thing, and then he slaps you in the face with another. I was like, oh, okay, I like it. So, yeah, I love it, actually. It was a really good song. I played it a couple more times so I can talk about it. And then, of course, I had the lyrics and stuff on up as well. So, yeah, I like it.
Yes, okay. So, a song called Devil's Work, okay? So, he asked some questions on there, all right? So, I'm gonna read the first verse here so we can kind of talk about that. And then, actually... It's almost like it's one big verse.
It is. He has no like chorus or anything. It's literally just
him and God. I'll talk about a few things first. So I'm going to read some things. I'll stop it. And then we can kind of talk about it a little bit. So here's some of the lyrics. He said, I'm staring at this Bible as I keep glancing. Dear Lord, I got questions and I need answers. Trying to understand your vision. All I see is damage. Just a bunch of dead bodies in the street camping. A bunch of lost souls on their feet standing. We supposed to be your children. I thought we family. You supposed to be my father, bro. I need answers. We don't need to die young. We just need chances. Tired of living on the edge, so we keep scrambling. Trying to talk to these strippers, but they keep dancing. We just want to be number one like Steve Francis. Bow our head, say a prayer, not a seeds planted. Everywhere I turn, I'm seeing MCs vanish. A lot of good people gone. I don't understand it. A lot of families lost and they seem stranded. I ain't trying to disrespect you. I just need answers. So I'm going to pause there here for just a second. All right.
Can I explain? This first verse was not as bad as I thought. There might have been, like, once again, that word don't mean nothing to me. But, yeah, that was good. You did a really good job. I just want to applaud for the people who don't know. That was really good what you did. And it's not that many bad choice words in the first verse. But anyways.
Yeah, yeah. So, all right. So I want you to think about this, guys. He says... He's staring at this Bible and he keeps glancing. Mm-hmm. He said, "Dear Lord, I got questions and I need answers." So he has a Bible in his hand, right? And he's asking, he got some questions. And his main concern, as you were just with what I read so far, seems to be about death, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, like just a bunch of dead bodies in the street camping. So he seems like he's, in this first few lines, he's upset with God over the amount of death that he's seen around, I guess, people that he knows, right?
Right.
And it seems as if he's talking to God for Black people. Doesn't it seem like that?
Definitely. I agree 110%. Him being, AKA, air quotes, you can't see, a thug rapper, I think, he can speak on behalf of a community that a lot of people can't speak on. So when he says verses and when he says things, I'm like, ooh, that's nice. And I love when he says, you're supposed to be my father. I need answers, like.
Yeah, yeah.
That's really what some people are looking for. Like, hey, I'm looking for answers. Like, I'm looking. I see nothing. I'm looking, so.
Yeah, yeah. Because the thing is, if we look at God as our father, like we're supposed to,
mm-hmm.
then it should be fine for us to go to our father and say, I got some questions.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I think, but there's a lot of people, though, if we're going to be honest, who don't think we should question God for anything.
Yeah.
Like they say, man, it's disrespectful to even question God. But then I feel some type of way about that because I see that a lot, like David asked God a ton of questions.
Look into
the Psalms.
Question. So, I always go back to Job when people throw that up.
Yeah.
There was a moment where Job was like, hey, God, what's going on? Like, yeah, I really agree. Yeah.
And when you get to a point of there's a line in here that I think some people would like throw away, like say, like, why would he even put that in there? But he said, like, trying to talk to these strippers, but they keep dancing.
That's a bar. Yeah.
What's hard about that, I found that so hard, is the fact of he's trying to sit back and tell these strippers like some deep personal stuff, whatever, but they ain't want to hear that. They just want to do what they got to do their job and go, know what I mean? And it reminds me of, there's a J. Cole song where
he's talking to this girl and he's telling her about like the problems of the world and the problems that's going on with that's facing the Black community. And she basically says, man, bro, just turn the lights off and let's basically have sex. Right.
Right.
So
right.
It's a lot of times there's a lot of like Black people or Black men in general who are hurting. They have questions that they want answers. Like they're trying to figure out what to do. And it was very interesting is in this, he talks about it, I guess, and he talks about it in, of course, in the song a little bit more when we get into it. But in the music video, he has this bottle of Hennessy that's with him. And a lot of times, like for a lot of people, the reason why people go to weed or why people go to alcohol is because they have questions and they have like, they're depressed or they're discouraged over just life in general. And they're these are just coping mechanisms.
Yeah.
And so like a lot of times these people are like, man, and maybe the stripper in a way is a coping mechanism, right?
It's the same thing. Yeah, he paints a great picture because like you said about the alcohol or the weed, we were just talking about this with our aunt and she spent the weekend. And the addiction is always like, it's from you escaping from some type of reality of like, it might be like, that might be your Bible or other people, but it's just like, I have these questions. I don't want to have these questions no more. Let me get lost so I don't have these questions anymore. Like for a moment, let me just pick up this bottle, get drunk. But guess what? Those questions are still there when you get sober. So yeah. It's tough because that's what they keep going back to. Because for that moment, there was no questions. They didn't remember anything. They liked how they felt. So yeah, it's tough. Yeah, I love how you talk about the music video. If people can watch it without getting upset about it, it's a really good music video as well.
Yeah, like okay, and so he's talking this out, right? He's talking this out, and I'm gonna go back. I remember I said this already, but I'm gonna go over it just a little bit so we understand the context. He said a lot of good people gone. I don't understand it. A lot of families lost, and they seem stranded. I ain't trying to disrespect you. I just need answers. And then, so he's saying a lot of good ones. Here's what's so crazy, real is there are some people that demonize Black people from the hood that are doing X, Y, and Z, and they demonize them, like whatever. But then in his eyes, they're good people. He sees the value in what some people don't see value in.
Yeah.
But what's so crazy is, as Christians, we're supposed to see all people made in the image of God.
Right. I like
that. But sometimes we don't do that. We call people monsters. We call people like all these things as a way of devaluing God's image that's on that person.
Crazy.
Like, even though I don't like Donald Trump, calling him a monster, calling him certain things that we call him, it's literally trying to devalue the image of God that's inside of him.
Exactly.
Or that's on him, I should say. So, so that's interesting, right? So I'm going to keep going on here. And he said, he's talking to God, says, I know you're watching us from heaven thinking who to save, cherry picking who should go next and who should stay. Now, I think from an outside perspective, there might be people who, you know, they're not super saved, super Christians. They don't read the Bible. They don't understand these things. So in his mind, he's talking how a lot of people feel like, God, you just cherry picking who to save, who not to.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like God, why are you sitting back and just saying, oh, y'all take him today or I'll take that person today? And I think there's a lot of people that have those type of questions. And I honestly feel like that's a real question that some people may ask. And I know to some people that may sound like being disrespectful, but don't you think that's a real question though?
Exactly. I can, and if I'm being transparent, which I'm trying to do better of, I can honestly say I've had that moment when our grandfather passed away. I was so, that was the first like meaningful death for a young guy. You know, I was in middle school at the time, I remember. And that was the first time anyone close to me has passed away. So I was thinking like, of course our grandmother passed away on my dad's side first, but we weren't close, you know? And then I literally was looking back and I said, God, I have two grandparents. I have two grandfathers. I'm sorry, at the time. And I'm not going to lie, this is me being as transparent as possible. I was so upset because I was like, if you want to decide to take a grandparent, like this, the other one didn't mean much to me. Like I was so angry at God.
Yeah.
And me and our cousin was just talking about it. OJ, I was talking about that recently, but I was like, I don't know what death is. I don't know why you would do this. Like, my grandma's alive. Like, she doesn't have a husband. My mom's crying because, you know, so that's like, I was like, if we're going to cherry pick, if I have a say in this, can he go and you leave my favorite grandfather? So,
yeah.
When people talk about death and, like, you know, they're upset, I'm like, I was there. I've been there. Like, you're cherry picking who you should, like, who you should pick next, like, and who should stay. Like, yeah, I was so upset as a middle school a kid, and I'll never forget that. At the time, terrible. Like, looking back, that was probably a terrible place to ever think, like, you wish death on someone else. But at that moment, that's a question I really had, and I can remember to this day, I thought that in my bed when I was crying, I was like, really? Like, that's what we're doing? Ouch. Yeah.
Because you get to a point where you just don't understand. Like, God, like, why would you take this person? Like, why does he need to be the person to die? You know, like,
exactly.
You know what I mean? Why is that? And I think Jonah is speaking for a lot of people that have these type of questions.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Exactly. You know, and so I'm going to keep reading because you talked about something here and that he talks about, he brings up, right? And he said, I'd be on my way to heaven if I knew the way and bring back every good person you chose to take. They exactly. say you never wrong, but you done made a few mistakes. Cause you taking the wrong people. Maybe you should trade us back all the real ones. Remove the fakes. I think you should trade. Give us Tupac back and take back that man Sue. Let the legend resurrect, and he gonna live for good. I've been screaming thug life in every different hood. If only you could bring him back, Lord, I wish you would. Give us Biggie. Give us Pun. Give us Triple X. Take that man Trump with you. That's a bigger threat. That's too much power for a cow with no intellect. That's a bigot with a cow with a collar. There's a disconnect. People dying, mama crying, grandma need a tissue. People shooting up a church, now I need a pistol. All them people still living, you don't see the issue. But how you take Selena and then you take Aaliyah with you? I ain't trying to disrespect, just need to meet up with you. I ain't trying to overstep, just want a reason with you. Give us back our loved ones to take the evil with you. Send them suckers straight to hell. They don't need a visual. I need to give us back Martin Luther. Take Martin Shkreli. Give us back Malcolm. Take R. Kelly. R.I.P. Lil Snoop. Give that boy's life back. Take Eric Holder. Give us Eric right back. I'm sending you this message, Lord. I hope you hit me right back. They say I'm on the wrong train. I know I'm on the right track. Okay, that's a bar. But anyways, let's keep going. Let's just stop here for a second.
A whole segment with the people's name, how he played it off was so, so great. And he mentions it. He's like, I'm not trying to be disrespect. I just need to meet up with you. Like, I just want to talk about this. Yeah. I'm not trying to overstep my boundaries. I'm a, you know, like, I'm human. You're God. But I just want a reason. Like, I want a reason why you took this person. Can you take this person? Let's trade if we could, you know? So I like that a lot. I think he was in a real, like, whoever wrote this with him or if he just wrote it himself, he was in a real space of, like, just being vulnerable and just, like, open, you know? Yeah,
because you wonder, like, God, why you? It seemed like you taking the good ones and leaving the bad,
right? Exactly.
And what's interesting too is, if we talk about, you know, we're gonna talk about Avengers Endgame a little bit. So I'm about to mention a spoiler right now. So if you have not watched Avengers Endgame, skip over what I'm about to say. Warning! 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 This is Avengers Endgame. I'm about to say something about the movie. Please do not blame me that you continue to listen to this podcast. Okay?
We're not joking. Like,
now, remember in Avengers Endgame, when Hawkeye went and he just started killing all the bad people that got snapped. You remember when I'm really screwing that whole thing up. But when Homeboy did the snap and he took off half of civilization, when he decided to do that.
So Thanos, yeah.
Yeah, when Thanos did that, there were still certain people, even though the 50% of people that was left, there were still some people that were still evil that was left in the world.
Exactly, yeah.
So Hawkeye was like, if my family disappeared, but y'all people still here, I'm going to kill all y'all. So exactly. He just went, he started killing all the people that were hurting the world. Like, he just went on a rampage and he just attacked
he felt,
evil people, right?
Yeah.
And I feel like that was that's a real response.
Like, oh, definitely.
Like you wonder, like, why? And this goes back to this question, like, why did, like, when he did the snap, why couldn't he snap all the evil people, you know, and leave the good?
Yeah, yeah. Nah, he ain't no hero. He was, yeah, he was ready to just take half the population. So I don't know if they went every, if they went every other person, alphabetical order, but man, his whole family was gone. Like, it wasn't like his wife was there still. Like, it was just him, and he turned around, boom, everybody gone.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I'm mad. Like, you know, like, now you done made me mad. So, yeah, I feel him on that one. That's understandable.
You know, yeah. So, and I only bring that up because I feel like that's a real emotion to ask, like, why?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, you can't even leave me with a daughter. Like, you can't.
Exactly.
Everybody gone.
Family was gone.
Everybody gone. You know? And so, and then if you continue the song, it goes, because Trayvon gone, and all he did was trying to fight back. Zimmerman walk away around free. We don't like that. Why you take our mothers from us, our fathers and our sisters and our cousins from us? Got these children getting murdered while they double dutching. Wonder why you take Nipsey Hussle from us. Man, you took a true king, a true brother from us. This a man, this is a stinking marathon, but they're running from us. Now everybody got guns, people up to something. And every gangster want to prove that they tough or something. You know it's not fair, tell the truth. I've been in my feelings too. But if you took Emmett Till, at least take Dylan Roof. And at least take James Holmes. I ain't even mad at that. Just bring back Whitney and give us Michael Jackson back. Feds want me in the slam of man. Ain't no justice for Sandra Bland. We up like the ceiling fan. Lord, if you listen, I'm just looking for a hand-to-hand. Take out the stupid people and give us back our fam again. Drowning in my tears trying to pray for something. Wonder why you give us life for you to take it from us. Let's rewind that for a second.
Exactly.
He said, I'm drowning in my tears, trying to pray for something. Wonder why you give us life for you to take it from us.
He's crying out to God. You know what I'm saying? So, like in a place where he literally just said, I'm crying. Like, you know? Yeah, his tears.
You know what I mean? Wonder why you give us family, then erase them from us. Maybe, hopefully, you can have a conversation with us. Maybe I'm just probably tripping because I need a hug. The hood can't find jobs. Now we need a plug. Bar. Everybody and their mama trying to be a thug. I don't go to church because I'm afraid of being judged.
Yeah.
Church folk, come on, bruh. If homeboy came in smelling like weed coming to your church, I mean.
That's a problem. They might call cops.
They might call a cop. They might, hey, you don't deserve to be here.
Right? But this
a guy being honest and being real and being authentic. And I think sometimes we ain't used to that.
Exactly. No.
Because right now, as I'm talking right now about this thing, I'm going to get a message from somebody saying, well, you know what? He's being ignorant. He's not being truthful. He should understand that Donald Trump isn't that bad. You shouldn't be talking about Donald Trump like that. You shouldn't be talking about it because you go into defensive mode.
Exactly.
To try to inform instead of going to listen. See, exactly. The thing is, some of y'all, the Bible says, be slow to speak. Slow to wrath and be quicker to listen. I'm messing up the whole verse, but you know what I mean. We're supposed to be quick to listen, but some of us, bro, we ain't. And so as you listening to him, I want you to just listen to what he's saying. And for some of y'all like, man, I tried to listen, but it was just too much bad information. He was talking too much bad about Donald Trump, and I love him too much.
He only said one bar, push off. Like, you know, sorry. I forgot what happened. But I feel you. He at least said one bar about Trump, so push off.
You know what I mean? But there's going to be somebody I know in my comments that's going to be like, hold up. Wait a minute. Y'all think I was finished? I'm sorry. Anyway, so... all right, let me keep on going. I've been staring at the ceiling as I lie in bed, watching people fall in trance like Simon Says. Oh! Sorry, I'm just blown away by some of these bars. I pray you give us back the real ones and try again. Or maybe take them people that deserve to die instead. Tommy Lauren run her mouth and then she get defensive. Laura Ingham laughing at death and disrespecting. I really feel like you should teach them stupid hoes a lesson. Not my words, y'all, okay? I'm just reading what he's saying. Either that or give us back somebody who deserved the blessings. I left out a bunch of names that I forgot to mention. Cost too much to pay attention, then it got expensive. Okay, rewind.
Yeah.
Cost too much to pay attention, then it got expensive. Okay.
I like all that.
Right. All right. That was good. Nice. Father, forgive me, for I know not what I do. And now I'm reaching out to you, hoping you hear me and return the message. I know that you got our back and that you're not against us. So I want us to, so all y'all people that's been upset with him so far, I want you to listen to what he's saying, how he's ending this. Exactly. He says, I know that you got our back and that you're not against us. Mm. Or maybe you just love us, so you doing stuff to test us. I just kind of thought that you would do more to protect us. Mm. Mm. They say that the good die young, and I ain't on the guest list. I've been drinking. Lord, forgive me. It's my blood racing. Yeah. I don't know what I'm thinking. I'm just frustrated. I don't mean to question you. I'm just confused. I don't know what else to do. I've been patient, and it sucks waiting. Took my mans from me. That forever hurts. But putting the blame on you, that'll never work. So I want you to think about this. Even though he's doing all of this, he's saying, but putting the blame on you, that'll never work. I know this ain't your fault, because it's the devil's work. Devil's work.
Hey. Yeah, for real. I like how he dissected. I tell you, like, it was a great setup, like, how he finished it. I think the most important thing about this whole thing was the last three sentences. The last 16. But yeah, Lily says, blame on you. That would never work. I know this ain't your fault. It's the devil's work. Like, you know, that's a punch. That's a punch, you know?
For real, bro. Like, and the thing is, and like you said, it does remind me. So there's a Lecrae song called Praying For You. And at the end of that song, it like surprises you. So I definitely want you guys, if you have not heard, if you're into rap, and Lecrae is a Christian rapper, so there's no swear words in it at all. But he's praying to God. He's talking to God. He's bad
rap. Sorry.
Yes. So listen to it. I'm not going to. There's technically no such thing as Christian or secular rap. It's just rap from people's perspectives. But that's something that's too deep for most of y'all here. So, yeah. So Lecrae is a Christian who raps. So he's rapping from that Christian perspective. He has a song called Praying For You. And definitely listen to that, and then and tell me what you think. But it reminds me a little bit of this, kind of how it ends. But this Devil Work song is a good song, man. And it's really good that we can have. I think it's good to have this dialogue. And what's great is I don't have time to bring it up here, but there's a person who he labels himself a Christian rapper, who responded to Jonah Lucas in a song. And it was pretty good. I felt like he was a little bit too harsh. I felt like he didn't listen to the last 16 bars. But it was still good. It was still good.
Really? You want to talk about
Bizzle? Bizzle responded to him.
Okay, gotcha. I'll have to look that up then. That's a nice little plug, because I didn't know that part. All right. Yeah, that's crazy. I mean, talking about the whole asking God questions and, you know, questioning God, I don't think it's ever a place of, like, you want to be God. That's where I guess I can understand people get upset. It's literally when you're a human being trying to, like, I need reason. Like, my like, human mind cannot fathom what is going on and why this happened. So, like, I've had my moments. And I told early in the podcast, when I took that year off, I was like, okay, what am I doing with my life? Why did this happen? This is not the way I intended it to happen. I thought it was going to be 4 years. I did not know I would take a gap year. So, like, I definitely questioned God, because I wasn't, I was just looking for an answer. I was like, okay, this is not what I expected. So, I mean, when you want to play God, that's one thing. But when you're literally just questioning God, like, I need answers. I need a reason. What is going on? Like, you know, I think that's allowed. That should be allowed. And like how we talked about Rachel Evans earlier, like, that should be allowed. And that should be what the church is a safe space for. Like, if you're going to ask questions, the best place to ask it is, if you're asking questions about God, the best place should be with the people of God. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, I think that just goes back to what we said early with Rachel. So yeah, that's definitely a good song,
bruh. So good, man. So, man, Jonah Lucas, look it up if you are able to. I know some people in their Christian walk with God that might make you stumble, or, you know, you look at music a different way. I get it. But at least now you kind of understand that, you know, I want to actually, you know, use this platform to give value to what other people have devalued. Mm-hmm. And so I definitely want you to kind of, you know, either check it out, or at least you can at least hear from me giving you the you know, the kid friendly version, so the kid bop version of the track, so you kind of can understand the person's heart. So but yeah, that's a really good song, Jonah Lucas, The Devil's Work. And now we're gonna try to talk about some cool stuff that me and my brother both love, which is the NBA. It's what we absolutely love to talk about. And I'm super excited about this, about this year's playoffs, man. Like, I'm really excited about it. But how did you feel? You know, tell me, give me your emotions and your feel about this Warriors and Houston series.
I think it was hyped up from day one. How the rankings fell, with Warriors being one and the Rockets being a four, so we knew they weren't going to meet in the Western Conference Finals. So it was been hyped from day one, obviously, from when the playoffs started. I don't think it's living up to its hype, in my opinion, but it's still entertaining. The Warriors are just a great basketball team, back-to-back championship. They're always entertaining to watch, so the bar is always set high when you watch them. So I don't think it's hyped up. The series is not as hyped as I thought it would be, but it's still a great, entertaining series. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, it's fun, man. Like, you got the craziness of game one where people were debating landing fouls. You got right after game one, Daryl Morey was putting out a whole thing about how he audited the league and saying that the league cost them the game seven last year. And he talks about that and how upset he was about that. That goes into game two, the drama. Going into game two was all about the officiating. And then you have the Warriors, though, they win again. So they're up 2-0. And mathematically, people are saying this game is pretty much over. And then you have in game three, which most people have Houston winning that game. But Golden State had every opportunity to win that particular game. And so it was crazy to think about how Golden State could very well be up 3-0. However, they weren't, to me, in my opinion, due to the poor shooting of Steph Curry, the poor decision making by Steph Curry, because there are many times in that game where, okay, let's just talk about the, Kevin Durant was hot.
Oh yeah,
and they went away from him in overtime. There's a couple times where Steph like kind of asked for the ball because he had Clint Capella on him. I guess he thought he could do something with that, and then he ended up shooting a step back three and missing. So it was just like, bro, like, why do we – you're cold. You should know you're cold. And I know that he's a shooter and shooters shoot.
He's also the dude of the team. So, come on. If you're playing with the Warriors, he clapping his hands, you giving him the ball, you know? Yeah.
But I still think Steph should have known that this is Kevin Durant's moment. And let Kevin Durant steal the show. Let him be the point forward for the rest of this game and allow him to win this game more than Curry to, you know, because Curry's, you know, they, let's be honest, he ended up costing them the game.
Big time. From the jump, though, he just didn't look great. He missed two free throws. That was when I knew me and Dad looked at each other and I was like, whoa, what is going on? So, yeah. Yeah, it was terrible performance by him. But once again, it's a team win. It's a team loss. We cannot put this on Curry.
No. We can't do that. No. Curry needs to get this heat. Let's be real, because the LeBron James of the world, the James Hardens of the world, the Russell Westbrooks of the world, if they have a terrible game, we don't just say, oh, it's just a team loss. No, we put the blame on them. So we going to do the We're Passers Kid podcast. We going to put Steph Curry's feet to the fire, and we going to say, you better show up on Monday.
He a Christian. We ain't supposed to do that. He a Christian.
I don't care, okay? I don't play that. You know, he don't get no Christian athlete pass over here on the Weird Pastors Kid podcast. We don't play that around here. You show up.
He has a bad day at work. He had a bad day at work. That's all.
No, he had a bad day at work for this whole series.
Yeah, he has been. He has not been the best. I mean, like you said, game one was all Kevin Durant's show. Game two was Klay Thompson. Game three was his show too. How poorly he played. So yeah, that was the worst performance I've ever seen from Curry in the playoffs. With no injury, mind you, because it wasn't like he was playing with an ankle or what was it, his groin was injured last couple years. So
no excuses, bro. I don't care about no dislocated finger. No excuses. He should have won that. He should have played better. If he just hit two shots and two free throws, they won the game.
Yeah, if he'd have made those free throws, it'd have been a whole yeah. Once again, it's a team win, team loss. So I'm not blaming him, but you're right. He has to be accountable for his actions. I mean, like you said, shooters shoot. So I think he's gonna have a great performance next game. So I'm not worried about it. Like I said, the Warriors are one of the best teams in the league. Not one of, they are the best team in the league. So I'm not worried about them. One loss does not determine a series or them losing a championship. So they're okay. You got too many all-stars on the team. So it's not fair.
Let's be real. So now let me ask now we're going to go to another series here. Let's talk about, we're just going to do a little overview. But what about the Raptors and the Sixers? How you feeling about them?
Well, obviously, I love you in this podcast more because they're on TV right now. So I like the series. I'm not going to lie. I like the series a lot. Toronto has always been the team that fizzled out in the playoffs. So I just want to see what happens next. And then, of course, Dad's a Sixers fan. So I like watching games with him because his interest is always on an all-time high. So, yeah, it's been fun to watch the couple games I've watched so far. But yeah, I just want to see what Toronto does because they have to answer back. Are they going to be the same team that regular season does not mean anything in the playoffs? You know, you can be good in the regular season, but it's the best out of seven. You know, it's not the best out of 82 games, you know? So we'll see. I think it's going to be good to see them get tested because it's the first time they got tested. I mean, they kind of just walked over Orlando. So yeah, I think this is going to be interesting to see where Toronto lies.
Yeah, because now right now, I'm going to try to end this pretty quickly here, but because the game's in the fourth quarter and it's tied 75-75. So, we need to finish this up quickly so we get to it. But, we didn't talk about this with Warriors and Houston. Who's winning that?
Oh, definitely I'm going with Warriors. I tell you, Warriors are winning the next two games. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So Warriors in five, in your opinion.
Exactly. Yep.
All right, Warriors in five, cool. I second that. I agree with you on that. Warriors in five, I don't see it going any more than that. And Raptors in sixes, who you got in that series?
Toronto, you said it's a tie game?
Yeah.
In the fourth? I'm hoping Toronto does something because the trade will be useless if they don't win the series. But Sixers are, they're a tough team. So I'm saying seven, Toronto.
I'll say six, Philly.
Ooh, okay. All right. We'll find out after this. Okay.
Yeah. I say Philly going to win this game, and then Raptors going to win the game in Toronto, and then Philly close them out in Philly.
Okay. I'm not mad about it. Whoever wins, it's still going to be a great series. The East is very wide open for whoever can win, so it's interesting. So, yeah. If it ain't Miami, I don't care.
Yeah, exactly. We Miami Heat fans over here, okay? But now let's see Nuggets and Trailblazers. Who you got winning that one?
Denver is not a number two seed on accident. I've been saying this off mic, on mic. Don't care if there isn't a mic. Denver is a number two seed in the West, man. Like, people keep giving them no credit. I'm saying seven games, Denver. I'm a believer in Denver, bruh.
Trailblazers in six.
Wow, you just want to be different today. All right, we'll see.
All right, Trailblazers going to win again tonight. I know they had a four overtime thriller.
Yeah.
Amazing. That was phenomenal. I think those are the two most even teams I've ever seen in my life. Like, they're so evenly matched for a 2 and a 7 seed right now. Or what are they? Not seven.
2 and 4, I think they are.
2 and 4. 2 and 4. For a 2 and 4 seed. So – they're very evenly matched there. So I would say, I'm going to say Trailblazers wins tonight. Trailblazers lose in Denver, and then Trailblazers close it out in Portland.
All right. Hey, basketball is a crazy sport, but I just know you don't become a two seed on an accident, man. This is not the Toronto.
Yes, you do. Atlanta Hawks. They became a one seed by accident.
You're right on that. You're right. But still, man, that's Atlanta, man. I'm a believer in Denver, bro. I'm riding the Denver Nuggets train.
Okay. Hey, ride it if you want to. They ain't making it past this round. All right. So, Bucks and Celtics, who you got?
That's too crazy. I didn't want to put a prediction on the mic. Let's go Milwaukee because they're tall, they're long. Boston is tough to guard them when they switch. I think Milwaukee had a couple bad games, but they still haven't put their best foot forward. So, I think they have a lot more in the tank. Boston always looks shaky, so I'm going Milwaukee.
Yeah, I'm gonna say Milwaukee there's a part of me that wants to say Milwaukee in five, to be real. I will say, I'll do a cop out. Milwaukee in seven.
Okay. Yeah, that's how you play it safe. I don't know what to say either. So I'm just gonna say Milwaukee. I just don't know. It's tough to say six, but you know, they do have home court advantage, so they might get an extra couple games. So who knows?
I feel like they're gonna win the next two, bro.
And just finish them now?
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay. Finish them. That's what I feel like.
Exactly.
So we'll find out if I'm right. You know, I hope not, because I really want an exciting second round.
Right.
But who knows? And so now we talked about the basketball. I want to really make sure we talk about that, get our predictions on the mic. We didn't do the start of the playoffs like we normally do. Yeah, we weren't able to this time. But at least we got this kind of going. And then we can finish it off with talking about the best cinematic experience in the last 10 years.
Wow.
The Avengers Endgame movie, which you watched and you did not watch and you did not appreciate. So I want you to get all the slander that you about to get. So tell people on the mic how you felt about the movie so all these Marvel fans can slander you. I will at you on your Twitter. I will tell people what your Twitter handle is so they can roast you. So go ahead. Tell me what you feel. Say it with your chest how you feel about the movie.
Listen, I told people off the mic, and I said it before. Okay, listen, maybe because I do have sickle cell, so I had a crisis. Went to get watched in the movies, and I was such a terrible, not terrible pain. I wouldn't say that because I wasn't about to die, but I was just in a discomfort level. So sitting in the movies for 3 hours, let's just talk about that. It can get a little frustrating. You're just frustrated. You want the movie to be over. But there wasn't a lot of, I think, looking back at all the movies that they've created, they've done, the bar's just set too high. I think all the Iron Man were great movies. The what was the last Thor? That was a great movie. You got Captain Marvel that just came out recently. I enjoyed it. So Spider-Man, you know, they were great movies. So when you have to conclude a book, right? Let's say you do a whole, like, 4 books and you've given me a 5th book that I'm going to read because I fell in love with the first 4. You got to go home. Like, you got to go big or go home. And they went kind of home on that one. Rotten Tomato person, I'm giving like a maybe an 80, but it's not no 100%. They copped it out. There was a lot of missing pieces for a 3-hour movie. I was like, that's it? So yeah, I'm not sure how I feel about it. It's not the best. I can't tell. I don't know why people getting hyped over it. It's not the best. Obviously, they haven't watched the other Marvel movies. So out of 5 stars, I'm giving it like, I don't know. I don't want to say 3.3, like mid part. I'm giving it, if I could do decimals, I'm going like 3.8. You know, I don't want to say they're a 4 because, man, the bar is just set so high for other movies, man. They didn't do it for me. I'm not going to lie. And once again, I'm going to rewatch it because, you know, nostalgia. I'm going to rewatch it, you know, and brain it in it myself. But I don't think it was that great in the moment. When did you watch it, by the way?
I watched it last week, Sunday. Yeah, 7 days ago, actually. Exactly 7 days ago.
I just watched it last Tuesday. So I'm like, ugh, tough. Yeah, I don't know. I'll have to rewatch it again because I'm not in so much pain. So maybe we'll try again. I don't know. I don't know why you think this is the best movie they put out of all the movies they put out.
Yeah, this is the best. I think that it is the best end of a chapter that you could ever imagine.
No,
it was so good. They wrapped up so much that I wanted them to wrap up. They talked about different people. I love the idea of playing with time because that's amazing. This is what happened, right? So the beginning of the movie is them just talking about, you know, basically they're upset over the fact that Thanos won, right? So they're upset about that. Captain Marvel comes in. They go to see Thanos. Thanos has destroyed all the stones because he destroyed all the stones. He wanted everything to basically stay the way it was, yada, yada. And then Thor cuts his head off. And then they're like,
wait, can they do that in the last movie? But anyways, keep going. Sorry.
No. They did this on purpose because they wanted to have the whole 5-year gap, right? So apparently, so this is funny. So this is a funny thing. When he chopped Thanos' head off, right? And all of a sudden, I'm thinking, you know, Jekyll sitting behind me, Jekyll goes, then what's the rest of this 3-hour movie?
Exactly.
Because this happened in the first, like, 10 minutes of the movie. And we're like,
Like, well, like, oh, that was easy. Yeah.
Yeah, like, what? Like, what in the world? Like, what's going to happen? Like, how, are these people really dead? Like, what? Like, what's going on? Whatever. And to have that five-year gap, and then to see how every character handled grief.
Yeah, yeah, I guess.
Is amazing. Robert Downey Jr., how he handled grief. He's like, you know what? I'm done with this. I'm going to go ahead and raise a family. You got Captain America is sitting back, how he's dealing with grief. He's talking to other people about what has happened and everything. And, you know, he's dealing with that. You have Thor, how he's dealing with grief. And he was like, I'm done. Like, he's going to just drink beer. Like, they humanized a god. Okay? Like, he felt like, it's my fault. Yeah. I should have went for the head.
Exactly. Anyway, that's a whole nother topic. Yeah.
So Thor, him, I just love the whole, the new character, how they did Thor, how they made him.
I love how they did him now, how he came out. And yeah, that was funny.
So he was in, but the thing is, they had him in mass depression. Like, how he handled grief was one way, right? And then you have like all of these different people, how they, basically how they handle grief at that time. So they all, this whole gap is going on. You have Black Widow, who is trying to keep it together for everyone else, that's keep trying to live even though everyone's gone.
Yeah.
Okay. You have Hawkeye, who, how he handles the grief. He just goes out on a rampage and start killing people. So like how they took these characters and explained, like, this is how they're feeling due to the situation at hand. So I loved how they told that story. And then I love when Ant-Man comes out. And Ant-Man is one of those movies and films that not everybody watched it. I watch it when I can. But Ant-Man saved the universe, y'all, while y'all was tripping, okay? Not watching Ant-Man's films, not understanding and not watching it. Ant-Man came to the rescue on y'all, okay? And I really felt like Ant-Man, Paul Rudd, the guy who acted for Ant-Man, did an amazing job acting. I love his acting in that movie. I love that. And I just love how they set everything, like they set up the different stages of the film. I loved it, man. I absolutely loved it. And then the way that they ended it. Okay, there's so many cool moments in that film. When Thanos is beating Thor, like, to the breaking point, right? He beating the brakes off Thor. And then you see Thor's hammer, like, lifting up, right? Yeah. And you're thinking, oh, Thor's coming to get the hammer, and all of a sudden, Captain America got that thing in his hand. You can't tell me that wasn't dope, bro.
Me and C looked at each other like, oh, that was tough. Yeah, I mean, there were moments in it, but I'm just saying, like, it wasn't the best. I can't jump on that train.
Well, it was great. I don't know if you could say it was a. It was the best way to end it. Like, there was no way to sit back and say, oh, I wish this was better. I wish that was better.
I'm not that creative, so I wouldn't say that. But the bar was just set so high. So, like, I've watched, like, other trilogies or whatever you want to call it, like, The Hunger Games and how I watched Maze Runner. And I was like, okay, they ended it, like, on a freaking exclamation point. Like, they topped it. So when I
listen, you are really comparing Marvel to those trashy films in comparison?
Don't do that. I don't want to win my comment section. No, I'm not saying I'm comparing them. But look, I've seen.
Yes, you are. I'm not saying I'm comparing them, but I'm comparing them.
I saw how people did it. I guess I am comparing. I saw how people did it. And I was like, that was kind of creative. That was nice. That was unique. That was different. They went off the grid. They did something different, you know. They didn't, you know. So, like, this was just like everyone kind of had their happy ending, you know, like. I guess that's what I didn't care for. I'm guessing.
No, like, everyone did not have that happen. Robert Downey Jr. died, bro.
That was tough.
Listen, if you don't realize it's a spoiler alert, I'm sorry. Okay.
Stamps on this episode because, yeah, you got to. Because, yeah.
But nah, bro. Like, we got to be honest. Let's be real. Let's be real. We knew Robert Downey Jr. was going to, like, I knew somebody. Oh, yeah. Robert Downey Jr., Captain America, I heard all their contracts were done.
Yeah, we all knew that. Yeah.
Yeah. So I was pretty sure Robert Downey Jr. was going to die.
Exactly. And
what I loved about it is there's so many Easter eggs in that film. When Robert Downey Jr., when he took the stones from Thanos, had it on his glove, and he said, I am Iron Man.
Yeah.
That was an ode to when he in Iron Man 1 at the end when he said, when he told people, I'm Iron Man.
I remember, yeah. Like he was just.
It was just such the perfect culmination. Like Thanos, you lost, bro.
Can we talk about Doctor Strange? My dog looked at him and was just like, yep, won. And I was like, this dude knew the whole time?
Yeah. Remember in the first in the other he said there's all these millions of opportunities, only one way that we win.
I understand that, but come on, I know that must be a very tough power to know like the future, but you can't change the timeline. Like, because I'd be like, win, but you can't tell everybody because then that changes everything else. So I'm just stressing, like, man, Doctor Strange is the MVP. I keep telling people, like, he don't get enough love. That was a great movie that he did with Doctor Strange. So he don't get enough love off his movie.
No, Doctor Strange was fire because when Doctor Strange, when the Hulk went back in time and he saw, we talked to that one girl and she goes,
exactly.
Yeah, she's like, you're a time too early. Like, you're like a few years, he's over here. And he said, I need that stone. And then he's like, well, why would he just give it up to Thanos? She goes, he did what?
Yeah, like, what?
He's supposed to be the best among us. So if he did this, he must have done it for a reason.
Exactly.
So she, like, handed that to him. Like, go ahead. Do your thing. You know what I mean? So there's only a couple things in the film that I still need to watch it again to get a better understanding or maybe read more fan stuff. Is one, the whole Captain America, the way they ended him, I'm a little, just a tag confused. Just a little bit.
Captain America is black. That's all I know.
No, not the fact Captain America is black, but how, like, when he came back, he was an old man, right?
Yeah.
And I was a little bit confused by that.
Well, remember they said, okay, when he went back, they were like, it's going to be like 5 seconds for us. But it's gonna be like a lifetime, or like I don't know. They like I forget what they said, but it was gonna be a minute, like doing the time travel. Because remember how Ant-Man, he thought he was like gone for like a few seconds, but he didn't realize he was gone for like you know a good 5 minute.
5 years, yeah.
So I mean, I don't know how the calculations, but he done got married, settled down. So hey, yeah, I don't know why they made him so old, but that was it. That was like, all right, I guess he is officially written off. He ain't fighting nobody. So yeah. But
the thing is like. The way they did it to where they were playing, like they could still do Captain America movies with him, just going to those timelines that he was in.
Gotcha. Okay, I see that.
But my thing is like, okay, if he had the serum, doesn't the serum make you not old?
I don't know how that works. That's a good question. I don't know, man. Because maybe he, yeah, I don't know. I'll have to read more fan fiction, like you said. But, yeah, all I know is my dog said he's settling down, and I'm glad he did, so, because we got a black Captain America. That's all I know.
All right, cool. Now, that one, I just need some more, like I said, go. And then, like, there's a scene in the movie, right, that I liked. Like, I really liked it. I remember when I saw, there was a scene that when I first watched, I really liked it. Like, it was all the female characters.
I love that. Me and CC's like, okay, I even said a couple choice words. Like, all right, we got a couple bad, you know. All right, let's go.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I really liked it. Now, here's the thing. I was listening to some people, and there's some people that were saying that they were pretty much, I forget the word they used, but they were just trying to, like, because of the time that we're in, they're just like, hey, here's your female empowerment type thing. Like, they said, one, it wasn't genuine. And then two, Marvel hasn't developed their female characters enough for that scene to have had the impact that it should have had.
It had impact. Okay, sorry, I'm a guy. So if I can let a female speak on the topic, you'd have to ask her. But I see what they're saying. And me and Ma had this conversation. A lot of people, like you said, it's a climate, so they jump on the wave a little too late because you had a bunch of movies to develop and they only put out one female, character. So I understand that frustration because it's like, oh, it's cool to do it now, you know. So I understand, but it was like I just like how they were like Spider-Man. I think it was Spider-Man who went down. They're like, no, we got it, and they had that moment. And I was like, okay, let's go.
But here's something else I was a little upset about. I'm like. Captain Marvel, you're supposed to be the best and the strongest among us. Why didn't you take the glove and you snap?
No. We can't kill her off. We might write her in a couple more
movies. No. She wasn't going to die, though, because remember, Hulk did it, and Hulk didn't die.
True.
Because he was strong enough to handle it. We have to understand, Iron Man, he's still a human.
He's human, yeah, without...
he's Batman with better gadgets. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. So I guess that's true. I don't know why. And maybe they just wanted... Okay, first of all, you have to kill Iron Man. We don't want to kill him. We want him to be a hero. So I think that's why they went in that direction, because you want him to have his moment. You can't be a hero unless you do something heroic.
Right. This goes back to everything we knew before, because remember the other Avengers movie, he almost killed himself before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, true.
For everybody.
Legend, like that's, yeah, you know, he's the original OG, so it just made sense for him to do it. Like, he's like the underlining leader of the group, I guess you'd say.
Yeah.
Like, so it makes sense. I like the movie. I just didn't love the movie.
Yeah, you gotta watch. I think you need to watch it again when you're not in pain, because that movie was beautiful. Like, how they wrote it and how they put different scenes into it was absolutely one of the most amazing cinematic experiences that I've ever been a part of. I know you sit back and say, you're being dramatic or you're being too much. You gotta watch that again, man. Like, I think that was the perfect ending, and now you have everything happening 5 years later.
Yeah.
So
yeah. I understand.
Spider-Man is five years later. So he's going back to his high school, but he's going back to the high school with other people that got snapped.
Yeah.
So it's, you like, see what I'm saying? So like that's why when Avengers when they first put out the trailer for Spider-Man Far From Home, they blurred out the year.
Uh-huh. I didn't think about that. You're right.
Because they didn't want people to know, like, hey, this is 5 years in the future. You know what I mean? They didn't want to spoil that for people. But there's a lot of stuff. They said there's going to be a new Spider-Man trailer, I think, sometime this coming week.
Nice.
And it's going to have more in the trailer. It's going to have more spoilers for Endgame for people that haven't seen it.
Y'all ain't watched it yet. You sleeping. You know,
that movie made $2 billion. So you one of the few that haven't watched it yet. I'm sorry.
You slacking. There's even websites you can watch it on, so you gotta do what you gotta do. If you can't afford it, go ahead and just go on these little websites, you know, bootleg it if you have to. But you gotta watch. It's your fault.
You gotta watch, because these jokers now, they putting up clips on Twitter. I'm just like, dang, y'all don't care about nobody life. Y'all just out here putting whole clips of the movie on Twitter.
Yeah. So at least we warn you. So yeah. But it's a good movie. I'm still only giving it a B. You know,
Rotten Tomatoes gave it a 96%, right?
That's why they're critics and I'm not. But yeah, I feel them. That's good. Good for them. I'm not creative enough. I just wanted more. I just expected more for 3 hours. Come on, man. I thought we was going to watch two movies in one.
Bro. You got the different sets. You got the hour of grief counseling, seeing everybody. You got the hour of them figuring out how to do this. And you got the hour when he comes in and he brings in all the people from, like, when everybody came back.
Yeah. That was dope as heck, though. That scene right there, when Strange, a little circle started going, I was like, okay, I forgot about you. Oh, wait, you? I said, oh, man, I forgot. Yeah. It was a nice little, like, family reunion. I loved it.
Yeah. But like, Scarlet Witch, bro, she's super strong, because Thanos is like, hold up, bro. Hold up. He was like, bomb. He said, throw everything, all the bombs down. And then homeboy was like, well, what about the troops? He's like, forget the troops, bro. Bomb, get this girl off me, bro. She was beating the brakes off me, because the girl was all like, you took everything from me. He's like, I don't even know who you are. Shit, like, what?
Literally, like, who are you? She wasn't like, okay, once again, I can see why they're mad, because she's a female character and she gets a little overlooked when she was with Ultron and like the movie and stuff. So yeah, I feel them on that. So maybe they'll put out another developed some more females, but that's a good future.
Oh, bro, they're gonna talk way more about these characters, because now these characters got their own TV shows now on this Disney streaming platform.
Yeah, bro, Disney just all the coins.
So now people are trying to figure out, like, when are they gonna do like Inhumans, because they feel like they're gonna do that on the next phase, because like now they said like they're feeling like the next phase of Marvel is gonna all be like the like space. It's all going to be about space. Because you see, like, how at the end, like, Thanos is now with Guardians of the Galaxy now. So, like, he's going to be with them. So, it's just going to be – it's going to be different now.
All I know is Marvel's Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D., that's a great TV show. It's affiliated. They are way ahead of their time. There's a couple other movies – not movies, TV shows me and C watch. Inhumans was a TV show, but it got canceled because it just was terrible. Like, it was about humans who are super – like, they had superpowers, but they were, like, living as humans. So it was difficult, and it just wasn't written well at all. So maybe they'll try again, but yeah, if they get the right person and the right actor, it'll work. But yeah, I think, like I was telling Ma, yeah, the new wave is superheroes right now until it doesn't become a new wave. So I would capitalize on it because there's so much they can go with it. Like, there's different galaxies, there's different universes. So yeah, they're winning. Whoever writes a TV show right now, you're winning. Yeah.
Yeah, I can't wait to see, like, kind of what Captain Marvel does when she's not with them on Earth.
Yeah.
I kind of want to see more of that. And apparently, there's a part in the film where, oh, my soul, in the beginning of the film, and I forget her name, it's the black, bald girl from Black Panther.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know who I'm talking about. Well, there's a part where she says that she's talking about there's, like, an earthquake that's underwater. And, then what's Black Widow was all like, hey, will you did you check that out? She goes, no, it's an earthquake. Why am I checking that out? Well, apparently, I was reading some stuff, and apparently there's Marvel has like their own version of like Aquaman.
Stop it.
And apparently Aquaman that Marvel has is like even way more dope than Aquaman is or whatever. So I forget his name, but he like lives underneath the water and whatnot. And they said like that when she said that was like an Easter egg. Talking about they're going to probably do a movie with him, like, underwater and stuff. So it's like, yeah, so it's really cool stuff. And apparently, like, him and Black Panther fight against each other.
Yeah.
Charlotte. In the comics and whatnot. So, I mean, there's so many cool stuff. And I think that they're really thinking about having, like a movie, like, about Wakanda in general. That's just about the women of Wakanda, really, mostly, and everything like that. So, like, Marvel has so many different, like, areas to go in. Like, this is basically, like, the greatest TV show of all time.
That's what I told people. Movies are now, especially with the superheroes, like with all these they're just okay. So basically, every character has their own movie, right? Are they introduced? So you're a sidekick. This Endgame was just basically the biggest crossover ever. They had all the characters. It was same with the Black Panther. They brought different characters in. It was the same with the Civil War. Like, so they bring in these characters, but these are just crossovers, bro. Like, it makes perfect sense how they're doing it. It makes perfect sense. Because it's like, you can't watch, like, when you know, you're a fan of Arrow, you really can't watch one without watching Flash now because they have too many crossovers. Like,
yeah.
Same with these movies. Like, you really can't watch Iron Man and didn't watch Captain America. Then you have to watch Thor. So, like, they're smart on how they're doing it, especially the OGs. All them OGs who passed away and passed, the torch. And so Thor's situation... He retired? Like, can God retire? That's what I was stressing.
Yeah.
You passed the powers over to my dog. So I was like, what?
Well,
he
didn't really pass the powers over to her. He just passed, like, she's going to be, I guess he called her king. So king, because they're doing that now. They're trying to be, like, listen, there's no, this is the thing what I don't like about this whole femininity and all this other stuff that people are trying to do. It's like, being a woman is powerful. Trying to make the woman a man is not what makes her powerful. Like, what makes her powerful is her embracing her femininity. So calling her a queen is not, you know, is not nothing terrible with that. It's just she's a queen. You know what I mean? Like, anyways, that's just me getting on this other stuff. But what I'm saying is that, like, yeah, she's going to be now the ruler of Asgard. It just seems like that's what she's going to do now. But yeah, I think that they needed that to happen. Just so that he can be with Guardians of the Galaxy. So I think they kind of want to have that because I think that's going to be a really cool dynamic between him and whatever, the other Chris, whatever. So they're going to really – I think they're going to play on that because that's a really funny type of
that last movie dynamic. Was hilarious. This movie with them back and forth. And yeah, that movie too. What was it again? What was it called? Ragnarok or whatever? Yeah. that was good. And so he got introduced then. So like I say, these are just literally just crossover. Every movie is a crossover now. So you have to know about the characters enough. So yeah, it was good. It was good. Wasn't great. But I'm gonna rewatch it, so I'll give you a real opinion after I'm not in, you know, in a sickle cell crisis. But yeah, it was good.
Yeah, man. I think you'd like it once you see it again. But anyways, guys, I definitely am so grateful for having my brother Kalen on. I definitely appreciate we had a lot of topics. We talked about some great stuff. I probably will have to break this up in a couple different episodes and stuff. But I think it still will be good for the audience, man. So thank you, Kalen, for being on.
Oh, definitely. No problem.
Awesome, man. So if you listen to the podcast and you're like, man, that guy is weird, you're absolutely right. You listen to this podcast and like, man, he is such a pastor's kid with analyzing that Jonah Lucas video and everything with the Bible. You're absolutely correct as well. It's a Weird Pastor's Kid podcast. Thank you for listening.